يا سيدي يا سيدي يا عصمة الأفئم والجاه، يا سيدي يا سيدي يا عصمة الأفئم والجاه، يا قاسم الجنة والنار، يا سيدي يا قاسم الجنة والنار.
Consensus for appointing the caliph.
يا حجة لله ويا خير ولي، يا حجة لله ويا خير ولي، من فيه جاءت لا فتى إلا علي.
آیا دلیلی بهتر از اجماع می خواهید؟ اجماع امتی را که در آن همه اصحاب حتی شخص علی ابن ابی طالب کرم الله وجهه در آن شرکت داشتند دلیل نمی دانید؟ آیا این حدیث را قبول ندارید که رسول خدا فرمود امت من بر خطا اجماع نمی کند؟
سید سلطان الوائذین شیرازی، You say that Prophet's companions elected those who usurped the caliphate. Of course, you think we are all fools who blindly follow our ancestors, but what proof is stronger than ijma, general consensus? All the companions and ummah, including Ali, appointed Abu Bakr and swore allegiance to him. Obviously, common agreement by the people is final, and agreeing to it is compulsory. The Prophet said, My people do not agree in error. My people do not agree in deviation from the right path. So we have not followed our ancestors blindly. The fact is that on the first day after the Prophet's death, the community unanimously decided in a meeting to elect Abu Bakr as caliph. Because it was a settled fact, we should acknowledge it.
Please let us know on what grounds the caliphate is based.
It is obvious. The best proof for the existence of the caliphate after the Prophet is the ijma, general consensus, of ummah through which the caliphate came into being. Apart from this, the best qualification for Abu Bakr and Umar for the caliphate was their maturity. Ali, for all his virtues and nearness to the Prophet, had to be passed over because of his youth. And to be just and fair, it was not appropriate for a youth to override the claims of the mature companions. And we do not regard this passing over of Ali as a defeat for him, for his excellence is otherwise generally accepted. There is also a hadith narrated by Caliph Umar from the Prophet, who said, Prophethood and leadership are not combined in one family. Accordingly, Ali was denied the caliphate because he belonged to the Prophet's family. He was not eligible for that office.
I'm astounded that you can put forward such silly arguments. First, you say that ijma, the consensus of the ummah, is the most valid reasoning, and in support of your point, you narrated a hadith. So the hadith, supposing it to be true, means that when the whole ummah agrees to something, the decision cannot be wrong. I cannot accept this. Allah has distinguished this ummah by virtue of the fact that among them there shall be a rightly guided sect. A vicegerent of Allah will be among them. When the ummah gathers together, that rightly guided sect will be among them. But this hadith, even if genuine, does not furnish any evidence that the Prophet surrendered his own right and authorized the ummah to appoint the caliph. And even if the Prophet had left it to his ummah to choose the caliph, this right is assigned to the entire ummah. Since all Muslims benefit from the caliphate, they should have the right to express their opinion in the choice of a caliph. Accordingly, the assembly of the whole ummah after the death of the Prophet would have been necessary so that, with their common consent, a perfect man might be appointed as the caliph. Was there such an assembly of Muslims? Was this the way Abu Bakr came to the caliphate? Was an ijma reached in the Saqifa or later in the mosque or after that in the city of Medina? If, however, in deference to your wishes, we take away the rights of the general ummah and say that the opinion of the intelligentsia and the Prophet's companions were sufficient for ijma, I ask whether there was an ijma in which all intelligentsia and the Prophet's distinguished companions participated? Did this small group at the Saqifa unanimously agree in its opinion? The reply must be in the negative. There was no ijma during the caliphate of Abu Bakr, and there was certainly no unanimity of opinion among the learned people in Medina either. Sa'd ibn Ubaidah Ansari, his descendants, distinguished companions of the Prophet, all the Bani Hashim, their friends, and Ali ibn Abu Talib, all opposed Abu Bakr for 6 months. These people never did take the oath of fealty to him. In Medina, the seat of prophethood, no ijma was reached in which the intellectuals and the companions supported Abu Bakr as caliph. Your own great historians, like Imam Fakhruddin Razi, Jalaluddin Suyuti, Ibn Abil Hadid, Mu'tazali, Tabari, Bukhari, and Muslim, recorded that ijma never occurred in Medina.
Alhamdulillahilladhi ja'alana minal mutamassikina
biwilayati
Ali ibn Abi Talib.